Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Eddie. How are you?
Morning, Eddie.
Good morning. I'm good. How you doing?
Well, we're not as lucky as you. We don't get to go to L.A. and get out of this weather. A national televised game, a Sunday nighter. You guys are coming off a win. Obviously, very frustrating, the four straight losses. And now... here's an opportunity. You look at a game like this, not that you play any harder or any better on national television, but the audience is there for you, and that's got to kind of jack you up a little bit.
It's like as a player, you enjoy the primetime games. You know, you're the only one on TV, so all eyes on you. So you know you got to go out there and really bring your A game.
How big of a loss is Danny Trevathan, Eddie? Obviously, Nick Kwiatkowski filled in well, and he is a very, very good backup who might start on a lot of teams. But Danny Trevathan is, from the outside looking in, a leader on that defense, and his absence will be felt.
It's huge, man. Danny, just him, his presence, like you said, man, he's a leader. He's one of the most vocal defense leaders we had, so... it was just time for everybody else to step up and, rally around, come together and really put him on our back because we know how he felt about the game, how he approached the game, his mindset of playing the game. So it's a huge loss for us, but, he's still around and, that's one of the good things about it. He's still around. He's still vocal, helping other guys.
Eddie, you guys have, you look at the point totals and you look at where the numbers are with what you've done on defense, and you really can't complain, but you can't feel like you're having the season you thought you were heading to. And as a defense, is this, do we just say, well, you've had injuries and that's that, or do you look at it as a bit of a disappointment and a bit of a frustration?
I won't say, first, we won't like complain and say nothing about injuries, because that's out of it. That's not the point. And it's just, we just got to step up, just continue to, play better, correct the little things like third down and, giving up the yardage and letting guys like teams drive the field. Because we hold ourselves to a standard, And I understand the team can drive the ball and we can hold them to a field goal and no points, but I still, to us, that's bad. That's not good football. We want to, they don't move, they don't score, they don't win. That's just always the model. So we just got to continue to correct the little things. Whoever's down, it's always tough, when you have a guy like Keane go down or then Danny go down, but it's always the next man up mentality. So that's how everybody else step up and make more plays.
Eddie, so much of playing defensive back or just playing defense is confidence and attitude and the swagger that you had last year. And throughout the season, as the numbers haven't maybe been there, and people look at the takeaways and they talk about they can compare those things. They look at the interception, they can compare those things. How have you been able to keep your confidence without the numbers to back it up? And has that been a challenge for you?
No, just going out there, just continue to dominate, my square, my box, my man, and, just take care of my assignments. Somebody asked me, was I feel like I was playing, they asked me in an interview, was I feel like I was playing worse than I did last year? I'm like, no, not at all. I feel like I actually improved in more areas, this year, more physical with tackling, my man-to-man coverage, it's all better. But you just got to understand, man, when you go out there, you put the type of numbers up you have last year, teams start to respect you more. So you're going to always be the one they have their eyes on, in the back end when they hike the ball, knowing where you are on the field at all times. And, you become a threat, and that's just a respect. But, at times it gets frustrating. So it's just time, to do things different, whether you're disguising, trying to show this coverage and coming here or coming from one side of the field and, just continue to try to get better at the little things of disguising so you can be able to make those plays. The numbers don't define like if you're playing good or not, you know, because, you know, if you watch film, you know, everything's been pretty solid, you know, so you just got to continue to just get better at the little things, which is disguising, you know, and it's tough, you know, because quarterbacks, like I said, when you line up, you know, and quarterbacks trying to see and pinpoint where you are on the field, you know, it's more difficult. And, you know, some plays or some throws that you would see that happened last year, you know, you're not really going to get them this year. You know, the quarterback don't want to really put the ball around you, especially if they know you can, you know, score touchdowns. You know, the same thing with, like, Mac, you know what I mean? Going to slide a protection to him all the time and, you know, try to locate him as much as possible. So you just got to continue to go out there, just dominate your square and do your job and, you know, continue to stay at it. You know, it's going to come.
You know, I got to be honest with you, Eddie. I thought when Chuck Pagano took over, the storyline, at least locally, was he likes to blitz. He's going to put more pressure on the quarterback, and we're going to see the possibility of more turnovers and more big plays because you guys are going to blitz so much. And we really haven't seen that at all. And in fact, quite the opposite. We've seen, as you say, a lot of teams kind of gearing up to stop Mac, and we haven't seen a ton of pressure on the quarterback. We've seen you guys, I don't want to call it a prevent defense, but you're playing a little bit differently than maybe people anticipated. Do you feel like you guys could be more aggressive?
Me, honestly, you know, I just go out there and just execute the game plan. You know, personally, I feel like we can be a little more, but, you know, everything's about a game plan. You know, you got to go out there and execute the game plan. You know, it's not on us to call the plays. You know, we just got to go out there and execute them. So, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, that's why you're a player and you have coaches, you know what I mean? You got to go out there and line up and, you know, do as they say and to the best of your ability, you know what I mean? So it's really not the play calling. It's just about how you execute. And for us, we just got to continue to go out there and execute, play fast. And, you know, like I said, man, it's different now. You know, teams, you know, they game plan certain guys, you know, and try to stay away from certain guys. So it makes it a little more different, you know, especially. But us, we have a lot of playmakers on defense. Anyone can make a play at any moment. So we just got to continue to, you know, to work together, just continue to execute the plays better and get everything down.
Our conversation with Eddie Jackson is brought to you by our new partners at Mercedes-Benz of Orland Park, who sponsor Eddie every Monday morning, usually with us at 8 a.m. Today, he's with us on Friday. He'll be on McNeil and Parkins Monday at 5 after the Rams game. Make sure and listen to both segments or on demand at 670thescore.com. Eddie, the success that you guys had against the Rams at Soldier Field last December in what was probably the signature victory of last season, how much does that carry over? How similar will the approach be? And what did you learn from that experience that might be able to help you on Sunday night?
Last year is last year. You know, it's a new season, but just knowing that you went in and the type of, you know, the type of team we had and the confidence we played with, the swag we played with, you know, the energy and everything that you've seen on film last year, guys flying around, making plays on every side, every end of the ball. It was fun, you know, and it's just, you know, that, all right, that's what it takes. You know, that's kind of what it takes for us to go in here and win, because we know it's hostile territory. You know, we know they feel some type of way about last year coming in here and, you know, we dominating them. So we know we're going to go in into a real fight, you know, this game. And we had to bring our A game, man. You know, you're going out there, you're going into the hostile territory, man. So you got to be on top of everything. You know, you got to come in, you got to be able to play physical. You know, it was things about, oh, it was cold last year. So now we in A city, it's warm, great football weather. So it's just time for us to really have to step up. And, you know, all these games are playoff games for us. You know, we know what they mean. We know it's at stake for the rest of our season. So we just got to come in and be prepared to play four quarters for a tough game.
Eddie, did you watch the game last night? Did you get to see the Myles Garrett play? And I'm curious what your thoughts were. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy to me, man, honestly. You know, it's 8 seconds left in the fourth quarter. You know, the game is won. You know, a mistake like that, especially the type of player Myles Garrett is, you know, you just can't make those type of mistakes. You know, I know you get frustrated, but you can't make those type of do those type of things. It was just, you know, it was just crazy, you know, to see him do that and hit guy with the helmet, man. We was watching like, man, that's crazy. I can't, like, it was a shocker, you know, couldn't believe he really did that, but it was just crazy.
Have you ever seen anything like that on the football field?
I mean, in practice, in college, you know, guys going at it, ripping helmets off, but no one really hit nobody with their helmet. You know, probably swing or throw their helmet, you know, somewhere, but actually hitting a guy with his helmet? Nah, that's my first time.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, I'd be very curious to see what the league does about it and how that turns out. And do you know Myles Garrett at all? I mean, there's a brotherhood, right?
No, I don't know him at all. Okay. I just, you know, played against him in college, you know, and I never thought he was that type of guy, you know what I mean? Just, you know, playing against him and seeing him play, I never seen him do anything like that. So it was kind of out of the ordinary. Like, we watching the game, like, what? Like, he's Myles Garrett doing that? Like, that's, you know, that's crazy, but it's kind of crazy. I want to see what the league's going to do about that, too, because, you know, you got to set an example, you know, so it's. Yeah, it's gonna be crazy, I think.
You know, Eddie, the other big story around the league this week is the Saturday workout of Colin Kaepernick, and I'm curious how players are viewing this because it's been such a source of conversation throughout all the sports, and he gets his opportunity within this league-sponsored tryout or workout, and I think every team is invited. The Bears have not been on that list yet. How are you looking at all this, and is this something that people in the locker room talk about?
We talked about it a little bit, you know. It's just, you know, us as players, we just happy he get another chance, man. You know, and you seen everything that he went through, not playing and having to sit out and do all the other stuff, man. We just happy and excited he gets a chance, you know. And that's just been the topic for us as players, like, man, we just happy he get a chance. But as far as the Bears showing any interest, I'm not really sure. You know, I didn't hear anything, and Mitch is our quarterback. So, you know, like I said, we're sticking with our quarterback. So I'm not really sure about anything else.
We haven't even mentioned Alabama LSU, and we wouldn't do that to you, buddy. So don't worry about it.
It's okay, because we see them again. I'm telling you, it's gonna be different. It's gonna be a different outcome. I just hope we play them again. I'm hoping.
Eddie, you mentioned Mitch before we let you go. Obviously, you're close with Mitch Trubisky. You guys came in the same season. You have, you know, lockers next to each other, and a lot of things you've seen him endure and go through. How big of a step was last Sunday seeing him have the 3-touchdown afternoon against the Lions?
It's big. You know, it's big, and it's what's suspected. You know, when Mitch go out there, like I said, he uses his foot. He runs, and I feel like his game is better. You know, when he go out there and just play his game. You know, don't try to be nobody else. You know, he just go out there and be Mitch. You know, he can run the ball, escape situations with his feet and things like that. And you know, it shows, man. And we knew what it's like, what he had. You know, we never second-guessed him or questioned him. Like, we knew it was, you know, now it's just time to continue to build off that performance and, you know, do it week in and week out and stay consistent with it.
Eddie, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling a pick six or at least an interception. You've been in a little drought. I heard you say earlier that it was the longest of your football playing career. So I'm feeling it this week, buddy. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too. You know, playing a little different this week, so we should get it.
All right. Sounds great.
Good
Thanks,
luck, Eddie.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.